Hi, I'm Norm Hitzkus. Would you know Jan Mahinmi if he walked in and kissed you on the lips? Next on the Ticket Ticker.
When we say sports, you say now.
Ticket Ticker!
You know, that's 10 in a row for the Mavs. This ticker brought to you by Essenberg, the father's attorney, and Jersey Mike's. Certainly wasn't a thing of beauty last night at the AAC. The Mavs winning their 10th in a row, 105-100 over the Warriors. Dallas now 17-4, second best record in the entire NBA. Dirk had 25. What else is new? But with Tyson Chandler out with stomach troubles, Jan Mahinmi comes in and in 21 minutes gets 12 points and 10 rebounds. Mavs home Thursday to New Jersey. The Stars try to stay atop the Pacific Division when they see an old friend tonight, Dallas and Chicago, to face the Blackhawks. But goalie Marty Turco won't get the start. Chicago goes with the hot backup Corey Crawford. Pre-game at 7, puck drops at 7:30 on the ticket. Rangers president Nolan Ryan feeling better about the prospects of signing Cliff Lee, he says. But last night, a rumored third team emerged in the bidding for Cliff Lee, and it's apparently the Anaheim Angels. But right now, though the rumors are out there, no one for certain will go 7 years in a contract for Lee. But the Yankees general manager Brian Cashman saying the Yankees are ready to get serious in a bidding for Lee. The defensive tackle of the Washington Redskins, Albert Haynesworth, suspended because after all the trouble he's caused, he also told the general manager of the Redskins he wouldn't speak to head coach Mike Shanahan for the rest of the season. Haynesworth, of course, leading the free world in amount of knucklehead per pound. And the biggest signing yesterday in the free agent market at the winter meetings, Arizona signs closer J.J. Putz. Yes, I know he pronounces his last name Putz, but when your name is P-U-T-Z, you're a Putz.
Mark,
that's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Drivers Select. Never pay retail again. Buy your next vehicle and pay the same price as the car dealer when you buy auction direct from driversselect.com. Our next ticker is at 7:30. I'm a poor imitation of Ty Walker, reminding P1s to be one. Tune in and turn us up. Keep it on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Hi, I'm Captain Awesome. In this year's Rose Bowl, Wisconsin is thought of as nothing but a small dog. That's next on the Ticket Ticker.
Ticket Sports News Now.
Ticket Ticker.
The odds makers like the frogs. This ticker brought to you by USMD Medical Center and the Diamond Doctor. The Vegas guys have made the frogs a 2-point favorite of Wisconsin in the Rose Bowl. By the way, Auburn favored 3 over Oregon in the national championship game. The baseball rumor mill is getting hot indeed at the general manager's meeting in Florida. Whispers yesterday surfaced that Texas might be open to dealing Michael Young and then bidding to fill the third base hole with free agent Adrian Beltre, who wants 5 years and at least $60 million. But other reports last night said Texas has informed Young they're not actively trying to move him. That's 10 in a row for the Mavs. They trailed into the fourth period last night, but Dirk rallies them as usual, pours in 25. That is the eighth streak of 10 or more consecutive wins for the Mavericks in the last 10 seasons. That ties for the lead in the NBA in that area. Stars are in Chicago tonight. They play the Blackhawks. Marty Turco won't be in goal for the Blackhawks. They go with the backup, Corey Crawford. Pre-game at 7. The puck drops at 7:30 here on the ticket. A&M stellar linebacker Von Miller from DeSoto, Texas, won the Butkus Award, the nation's best linebacker. And finally, your score of the night comes from local high school basketball. In women's basketball, Bryan Adams beat Thomas Jefferson 74-11. Boy, that must have been a joy to watch. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Dr. Charles Wallace. You got options. Now you can get NeoGraft, the revolutionary no-scar, no-stitch hair replacement surgery from the only board-certified plastic surgeon in Texas offering the service. Here's the phone number, 972-380-7090, or online at drwallace.com. Our next Ticket Ticker will be at 7:50. I'm a poor imitation of Rich Phillips, reminding the P1s to tune us in, turn us up, and keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I'm Norm Hitzkus. Mike Reiner and Nolan Ryan are feeling better, and that's good.
Breaking sports news now.
Ticket Ticker!
Is Mr. Lee going to stay? This ticker brought to you by Sante Center for Healing and Q Chevrolet. Ranger President Nolan Ryan quoted yesterday as saying he's feeling better about the possibility of signing Cliff Lee. But last night, that rumored third team in the bidding with the Rangers and the Yankees was identified by a couple of top baseball writers as the Anaheim Angels. But as yet, no one has suggested there is a team that absolutely will offer a seventh year to Cliff Lee. The Rangers also still interested in designated hitter Vlad Guerrero, and it appears their main competition for Vlad would come from the Baltimore Orioles and Oakland A's. With Des Bryant out for the rest of the year with a fractured fibula, Sam Hurd and Kevin Ogletree will get chances Sunday night with the Cowboys versus the Michael Vick-led Eagles. 10 in a row for the Mavs. It wasn't pretty. They struggled a lot with the Warriors, but they win 105-100. They're now 17-4. Dirk led them with 25 points. And it's New Jersey that comes in on Thursday night as the Mavs go 4-11. Stars in Chicago tonight, but the Blackhawks will not have Marty Turco in goal, the former star. They'll go with the backup Corey Crawford. Pregame at 7. Puck drops at 7:30. And yesterday, the Boxing Hall of Fame announced the induction of 6 people, including Mike Tyson, 2 other very famous fighters, a legendary trainer, and a legendary referee, and the 6th inductee, Sylvester Stallone, for the fictional character of Rocky in boxing. So we now have a real champion, Rocky Marciano, and a fictional champion, Rocky, in the Boxing Hall of Fame. That's the Ticket Ticker, a service of Texas Land and Cattle. The best 2-for-25 deal is back at Texas Land and Cattle Steakhouse. 2 full dinners and an appetizer to share for just $25. Texas Land and Cattle at any of 9 DFW locations. Our next ticker will be at 8:10. I'm a poor imitation of Sean Bass. Tune us in. Turn us up. Keep it on. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.